regular listeners, you know, I don't do advertising on my show. Explain that, I explain it again. I'm on a number of podcasts, a bunch, and I don't like what they advertise. I am an organic show called Organic Matters. But sometimes, many times, I'll go to a, well, I won't name the which ones, but, and they'll be running something like glyphosate, which is Roundup, or they'll be running chemical fertilizers during my show as an advertisement. Folks, I do not recommend, nor do I use those things. It's just not true. So I prefer everybody comes to me, bruce.dooley.com. Bruce.dooley, bruce.dooley.com. Now you can go to Apple, Spotify. I'm bigger on TuneIn than I ever thought I was as far as numbers. They added numbers I didn't even know about. But I don't like their ads. A lot of them. Some of them are great. But just bear in mind, no matter what you hear on this show, if I don't say it, the advertisers they base around me, I can't stop. But I don't want that stuff to be promoted because it's not good for you and it's not good for the environment. Now, having said that, the reason I'm preempting all this is there are things I do believe in. There are things that I think people should consider. I'm in my mid-70s. I'll brag or complain, whichever it is. I will be 75 on the 4th of July. I was born on the 4th of July. It's fun. All my life, I thought that was hilarious. I had a twin brother, and we were both born on the 4th, and we had this great parade and everything on our birthday every year because we thought we were like little mini stars until we realized they were just putting us on. So anyway, what brought this up is I am 75. I have a friend that's I kind of say it's in a business, but he's also in a consulting thing. So I'm not going to call it an ad. He's not paying me. I read through it with him. I went and visited with him and came to realize if you don't know these things, how much you can get ripped off if you or either have someone or you are yourself considering going into a nursing home. There's a bunch of crazy laws about it. I mean, it has to do with your income, and it has to do with what you do and don't make and what your actual assets are, and they can move those things around. And what he really does is consult people for that, okay? I don't know if I think it comes out of your, I think it comes out of the whole consulting situation. You have to talk to him about the dollars. But we went and had a breakfast, and he sent me some stuff, and it can mean not just a little bit, but a tremendous difference if you're keeping your parents or considering yourself or your spouse. So it's something that you ought to look into. There's no cost looking into it. I don't plan on ever doing it. I'd rather sleep at home here till I don't wake up one morning. But if it has to happen, I at least am so glad I got to talk with him and find out the differences were tremendous. I'm not talking about a few bucks. I'm talking about thousands difference if you approach it with someone that knows how to handle it legally, and it is all legal. They've got their background. So I just wanted to tell you about it. They have a tremendous reputation. I did look them up. Let me give you the number. This is San Antonio, Texas, but I think it can help you anywhere, at least within the state of Texas. I do understand from him that there's different laws in different states, but to just get started, It's a free call. I'm not getting paid for it. You don't have to pay anything for it. It's the local area code is 210-410-0192. 210-410-0192. And it really is just really mostly a seniors consulting advisors. I won't say company. I think it's just him actually doing it. I will tell you, he's a successful businessman and some big businesses, a number of different over his life. He's probably close to my age. I never know if I really know how old Orb is. But anyway, if you want somebody to help you, just talk about it. And I promise, this is not a sales pitch in that. This is an education thing. I went through it for another reason. I actually finally got a Part C to Medicare. I waited 3 years to figure it out, but I finally found someone that was honest. And I consider this a good, honest way to look at your future or the future of your family, your mother, your father, anybody down the road. So anyway, area code 210-410-0192. And again, I say I don't do commercials. It's not a commercial. It's sort of like advising you on using the right fertilizer in your garden. garden. If you use the right thing, it's a win-win for everybody, and that's kind of the way I approach this particular subject. So anyway, give it a thought. You can always write me at natureapproved@yahoo.com, natureapproved@yahoo. If you need the number or just want to discuss it with me, feel free to just write me at natureapproved@yahoo or bruce.dooley.com. You can find me most anywhere, and I'll guide you, but I hope you got the phone number. And do look into it. Again, the cost is zero to you to look into it. I'm not even sure. Matter of fact, if they handle it, you're going to end up with a lot more in your pocket than if you just go in. And I've been through this with my, I had a lady for my call of my partner for over 10 years that had her mother in a assisted living for a fortune. She didn't know the things that this can help you with. So anyway, get a chance, give him a call. And I, again, I don't do commercials on this show, but this is something for us older farts. I hope I can use that word on the air. Needs to really be aware of. So at least thanks for taking a little bit of time to listen to my non-ad ad. It's just something that people, I know my show only doesn't reach people our age, but all of us our age either have relatives or we, somebody that's going to in some point maybe get involved in this. I hope I never am. But the point being, at least we'll know that you can save money by looking ahead and not just walking into one of these places, because they will take advantage of you if they can. Now let's get on about doing what my show's really almost always about. Each week I try to talk about gardening, or at least about soil, or about growing your own food. But I don't think I've ever just listed what I think are ingredients that are almost primary to making your soil what you really want it to be for the best possible ability to, in my case, to grow the foods I want to eat. I'm not anti-flower growing. I love beautiful plants. But I try to grow a plant that can be beautiful, but in many cases, either edible or useful. So we're going to talk a little bit about organic soil amendments and organic components you can to use just to improve your soil. And I'll just give you a little run down about each one. If you want to list them, though, there's a lot more information available on each of them. And you can always come to me at natureapproved@yahoo.com or bruce.dooley.com for a lot more information. In general, folks, there are two different types of soil amendments you'll find, one being man-made, inorganic, mostly from petroleum products and stuff, amendments, and then there's natural and or organic amendments. And yes, there certainly is a difference. I'm not taking the time to stomp on the inorganic stuff, the chemical stuff. In general, I'm just going to tell you that it's certainly not as good for the soil, and more importantly, not as good for you or the environment. So in this particular show, I'm going to focus on organic soil amendments. Just a sentence about each one. If you want to know more, again, get in touch with me. But if you own or can get this stuff, I'll guarantee you can make a number one garden. Up front, we don't use enough of, because in this part of the country it's not as easy to get, is alfalfa meal. It is a great plant source of nitrogen and a heck of a lot, especially if organically grown, trace minerals and things. It's one of the more perfect things you can use. Blood meal, if you can still get it, it's getting harder to find. It's a slow-release nitrogen source, and it's also, of course, full blood. It's full of trace minerals. And we're talking about blood, we might as well talk about bone meal. It's a quick uptake by plants. It contains about 20% phosphates and 20-25% calcium. There's a few ways. Some are steamed and some are dry, but they all are okay, provided they were raised naturally and not on a bunch of chemistry. Folks, you whether it's you or the cow, you only get what you put into your body. You are what you eat. One of my favorite is chicken poop, but remember this, it's hot. That means you can't just throw it in the garden. It needs to be composted to deliver a super, super well-balanced supply of nutrients, supplied, of course, almost exclusively if the chicken was absolutely free-ranged. And here I've got to mention coconut coir. It's shipped some long places. Sometimes that bothers me a little bit, but it's just compressed coconut fiber. It's very eco-friendly and considered that it's not peat. The peat alternative, we're running out of peat, folks. And in many cases, you'll find out peat's basically sterile. Whereas coconut coir does have some value, number one, and certainly has a great capacity to hold the vitamins and minerals and other supplements that our soils need. Probably should have put this in the top of the list. Compost. It's a soil builder and provides a microbially active source of organic material. Again, you got to consider where it's coming from and how it was made. One that's not as easy to get now is called green sand. You can still get it, but green sand has got potash, iron, magnesium, and about 30 other trace minerals if you can find it. You don't have to add it very often, but boy, it is a great supplement for your vegetable garden. Pretty easy to find these days is kelp meal. Seafood, folks. Seaweeds, I guess I should say. Great source of micronutrients and very beneficial to plant growth. Also encourages tolerance to stress, such as a lot of pest diseases, even frost and drought. Rock phosphates. Soft rock phosphates also getting harder to find, but an essential for calcium and other trace minerals if you can find it. Especially great for plants that you're going to need to flower, tomatoes or whatever. And last but certainly not least, an exciting product that will do wonders for you are finished worm castings. You can make your own or you can buy them, but they are, if I had to pack anything in one package, it would be one I would consider. By all means. And add here, if you have a source and you know what the animal's been fed, any of the manures, whether it's cow or my happen to be favorite for a reason of my own, a llama, are perfect. Chicken, we already talked about. But make sure it's some of it's composted. Some doesn't have to be. Rabbit pellets. If you're raising rabbits or know someone that is raising rabbits, you can basically use them as what I would call a slow-release fertilizer. They're almost a complete fertilizer. If you can find it, and you can, at least where I am, this part of Central Texas, pound for pound, ounce for ounce. Probably nothing has more beneficial value than bat guano, believe it or not. Bat guano is a complete fertilizer within itself. Composted properly, it will not burn your plants, and it can almost stand alone to grow an entire garden. So if you can find a source for it, by all means, it's one to consider. And finally, do what I'm doing. Make your own compost. I'm doing it in a very different way right now. You have to look it up because I don't have time in this little section to tell you. I'm doing a thing called Bokashi, and it's a fermented anaerobic source for nutrients. It gets finished in about a third of the time, maybe even just a quarter of the time, of what normal compost material does. And if you do it properly, everything in your house that's organic, everything. Meats and things you might not want to put into your compost pile, eggs, chicken shells, chicken, all can go into a Bokashi bucket. And in a matter of a couple of weeks instead of several months, you will have a really, really complete total fertilizer for your garden. So you want to look into that. Look up the word Bokashi, Bokashi, getting easier to find and very easy to do. No odor, no nothing. I live in a very small place. It's an excellent source for all the nutrients that especially your vegetable garden needs. Thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters.